This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by the Canadian Boreal Initiative, advancing conservation to create sustainable solutions for our boreal forest.
Hello and welcome to Nation Talks, Indigenous Icons and Influencers. We're Open for Business is the name of this show. Today we're speaking with icon Dorothy Grant. For those that are younger or maybe have, say, lived off the grid, Dorothy Grant is a fashion designer and business trailblazer. Dorothy, welcome to our first edition of Indigenous Icons and Influencers.
Thank you, Don. I'm really glad to be here today.
Dorothy, starting with who you are, would you also tell us where you're from, when you got started, and a bit about what drove you to become an entrepreneur?
Well, I became an entrepreneur 33 years ago. My name is Dorothy Grant. I have been an artist for over 40 years. I am from Alaska, born in Heidelberg, Alaska, but have lived in Canada for 40 years. I began as a traditional artist, making baskets and traditional regalia in my 20s. Around 33, I decided that I would do some innovative type of work, which at the time, many of us artists in the Northwest Coast were very challenged at how do we push the art forward into different mediums. And no one at the time was doing fashion. This was in 1983. And I had decided, well, I think I could do that by incorporating the techniques that I've used in my traditional work into something wearable in terms of fashion, for lack of a better word. So that was 33 years ago. And I think being an artist, you are automatically put into that school of entrepreneurship because everything you do is based on your creative ideas, and then you manifest that, and then you've got to learn how to sell it, market it.
Yeah, you've been at it for quite some time. You've produced a lot of product over the years. Dorothy, you recently sent out an email to everyone you know. In the email titled, Never Before in My Lifetime, you offer a reflection and advice for other artists, which can easily apply to all Indigenous businesses. In fact, I found the piece quite moving as an entrepreneur. What prompted you to reach out like this and be so honest with people about the struggles you are experiencing?
Well, okay, we're living in a time now with COVID-19 that we can't go back to yesterday. Things will not be normal in the way that we knew them. And so I was very concerned about all the artists around me. Most of my friends are artists, entrepreneurs, and then my collector friends. I've been in this community where we travel from show to show. That is our livelihood. And I've seen all around me in this last 2 weeks, everything getting canceled, all of our shows, all of the things that we depend on our income for. And did this in response to artists in general, not knowing that it would hit a chord with basically everybody that is wondering what to do and how to move forward. I could feel the fear in so many people in conversations, personally, just in myself, of having sleepless nights, wondering what I'm going to do with my company and how am I going to survive this and keep it going. So I woke up the next morning, you know, I just felt in passion to reach out to people with my own experience of surviving 3 recessions during my time of having retail stores. And so I based a lot of what I wrote on that concept of asking myself questions. And if I could answer them and I had concrete answers, I knew I would be okay. So I woke up the next morning and I just sat down on my laptop and started typing it out. And I thought, this is a message for all artists who are scared right now, not knowing that it was about 99% of the population that I was reaching. So it just hit a chord with people and it helped a lot of people. So I was really grateful for that. And it, what it is it's a plan. It's a psychological plan to get yourself ready for the aftermath of COVID-19. Because now I feel like we're on the hot plate. We're in the hot zone of this and we haven't come down from it. When we do, the world will not be the same. So the approach is, how do you get yourself ready now?
Perfect. Would you share with our listeners some of the advice that you gave in that piece as an Indigenous woman, as an artist, and a lifelong entrepreneur?
Oh, sure. So these are the questions that I pose to everybody, and they're just points of really what I've asked myself. So number one is, what are your indelible strengths and what do people know about you? What are you capable of doing now? Are you humble enough to reach out to mentors for help? Mind you, I'm talking to artists here. Yes. Can you approach clients and friends to support your work? What inventory do you have to sell and sell it now at a deal? Can you create something that will sell in the new economy? Are you capable of an online strategy? How many resources do you have, such as savings, food, energy, and support? Learn how to use these wisely. That's just half of what I said. There's a lot more, and I think we can post it on my website, the whole article.
Where would they find that article and your website?
My website is dorothygrant.com. And I'm practicing what I'm preaching myself. I put everything on my website on sale. And I started to create face masks. Those went viral and they sold out immediately. So I'm now in the process of printing more fabric so I can make more masks. But that's something about creating something in this new economy. And I think artists have to question themselves, what can they make that is going to hit a chord with people in this new economy? What type of product or what kind of artwork will make a statement? Because we turned a chapter here, and it's the artists who are the visionaries. That's how I see it. We're visionaries. We can see things ahead in the future, and we should be able to react to it and build something from that.
One of the reasons I started this show in a COVID-19 world is we're all families, brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, grandparents, and we all have products as entrepreneurs, and we want to move some of this product. So can you tell me a little bit about what it is that people will find online when they go to your store?
Well, they'll find the masks right up front and center. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that this is a new world, and visually they look nice. They're made out of basically scraps of my fabric that I've used for my fashion line for the last 5 years. And we save everything. So we had bins of scraps of fabric, and that's all I use. We use that all up. So it's taking what you know how to do, and how will that affect your neighbor, your family? What can you do in this new economy? And that's a personal question for everybody. For me, it was very obvious, being a sort of material type of person with the fabric, I could make these masks. So they'll find that on my website. Also, a lot of accessories that I've marked down at 50% off. Like I said, I told artists, move your inventory, sell it at a deal. You can make more. You can always make more.
Dorothy, for one last time, can you tell people where to find your merchandise?
You can find my merchandise at dorothygrant.com. Can I leave you with one sentence?
Absolutely.
The biggest obstacle is fear. Do not let it immobilize you. Release that fear from your psyche. It has no control over you. Replace it with a belief in yourself. You will survive this time. Take it by the horns. Be the wild woman or the wild man that you are, and ride it out with your own plan.
Dorothy Grant, I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with us, and thank you for joining Nation Talks, Icons and Influencers.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by the Canadian Boreal Initiative, advancing conservation to create sustainable solutions for our boreal forest. We'll be right back.